Welcome to the Second Nature Show, everybody. My name is Dom Campbell, and I'm happy to be here with my show co-host, Donna Masterson and Alex Coble-Frakes today. And I want to introduce our guest, Jason Winters, and he is an emotional freedom techniques coach. And before we get actually started with Jason, or before we dive in with him, I just want to take first a moment to wish everybody a happy new year, a happy 2019. Just wishing you all a healthy, abundant new year in whatever it is that you're seeking to attain this year with your life, with your family, with your career, with your love, with whatever it is that brings you joy. And so just a reminder, the last show that we had going into the new year, we were giving away some free coaching sessions, and we still have a few of those available. So if you would like to have one of those, just comment below or send the show a message, and we'll be sure to get you hooked up and receive one of those free coaching sessions. So I just want to mention that. And I'm kind of curious too, since we're talking about the new year, and you know, this is the time of year where everybody has either resolutions or strong intentions, or many of us, we have mantras that we're following this year. I'm wondering if we could just go around real quick and just share what our intentions, our mantras are, what our resolutions are for this year. Alex, you want to start?
Yes, my resolution this year is really to have a 1% improvement every day. And I spend a lot of time as a health coach helping other people track and monitor their behavior. And moment of radical honesty, I have not been a great person at doing that for myself. So I actually created a tracking document that I picked a couple of habits that I'm really wanting to focus on. And so then I'm going to go through them every single day at the end of the day and check them off. I actually am coloring them blue because it's supposed to be a highly motivational color. I'm not sure if that's true, but according to the internet, that is a very motivational color. So I'm actually going to be really tracking my habits this year, and I'm going to do a tab for every day, like every week of the year, so I can go back at the end and look how my results stack up. So I'm really excited to be doing this as a coach, giving myself a little bit of that coaching love. So that's something I am really looking forward to this year. What about you, Donna? Do you have any resolutions or mantras for the year?
My resolution for this year is to get out of my own way, basically. And that is because I have been sitting behind the sidelines, so to speak, and ready to launch myself and step into the light and be more visible, especially on Facebook, that visible. And my resolution is to become much, much more visible on Facebook and also media, and to connect with people on wonderful levels and to help clients. And I'm very excited about doing that. So that would be it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Jason, what about you? Do you have any stunning resolutions for 2019?
I don't, believe it or not. So I do not set resolutions for the new year. And the reason I personally don't has a lot. It's a lot of reasons, but one that I'll share is because I just believe in being intentional every step of the way. And I find that majority of the time when I wait for something, when I wait for a specific date, you know, a lot of people wait for Monday to get started. Or they wait for, you know, next week or next year or next month. I just find that, A, that just doesn't serve me. So I'm trying to be intentional every single day on what I do. But one of my focuses as a coach is to have powerful conversations, whether that's with other coaches or whether that's with potential clients on the weight loss side or wherever, even just out in the market. Like, my goal is to always have powerful conversations. And I believe that that'll attract people to me, that'll attract me to other people. And it just works. Like, things just shift that way. So intention is always my goal, is to be intentional every step of the way, no matter what I'm doing.
I love it. So do you have a way that you track it or tally or something? And I'm curious because I find that I get in my own way sometimes. And if I don't keep track, sometimes I think I'm doing worse than I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
absolutely.
I'm curious about that.
So journaling is one really good way. I know you guys are into that as well. But I'm able to just kind of sit and I like to just really be in tune with myself. So mm-hmm. as opposed to having the calendar control me, and some people it works for them that way. Like they're like, hey, this date I'm going to start and I'm going to go for it. But for me, it adds a level of stress when I'm really honest with myself. When I really dig in and look, I'm like, oh my goodness. It actually gives me something to look back to and see what I didn't accomplish, or it allows me to go back and see what I did accomplish too. But just for me emotionally, it adds another layer of stress than the positive for me. But a lot of people, you know, it resonates with them. So the way that I do measure, to answer your question, is I use journaling. Like I'll look at my journal and see, okay, but I do this at a time where I'm not putting myself under stress. It's almost like I schedule that time as opposed to doing it when I feel like, oh, I'm not hitting my goals or I'm not doing this. You know, I don't wait until I'm in a place of lack to then measure. I kind of set a schedule like, you know what, it's time to do some measuring when I'm in a good space.
That's awesome. Dom, what about you? Got any tricks up your sleeve for the new year?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm along the lines of thinking that Jason is following, kind of. You know, in 2018, I started 2018 with a plan, and that plan got blown up and with goals. And then I decided I'd create another plan with a new set of goals, and that plan got blown up. And I really, by halfway through the year, I just kind of gave up on the plan and really had to embrace learning how to be present and just trusting the process. Yeah. And so I'm not taking on a resolution this year, and I'm not even really having an intention. I'm really more following a mantra. I really liked that because I think that's speaking to me right now where I'm at. And my mantra is, what's meant to be will always find a way. And that just eases my critter brain so much when it starts firing off around all of the what about questions and the how questions and the, you know, all the doubts that creep into our brain because, you know, we don't have things all figured out. And so just really grounding myself and remaining in my present moment and just trusting and believing and allowing God just to kind of lead me on this journey in my purpose, where I'm going, however I'm supposed to do this. And, continue believing that there are no accidents, there are no mistakes, that what is meant to be will always find a way. Yeah.
What I like about this, what I feel like is kind of this common thread, is having some type of framework, whether that be a mantra, a journaling technique, a tracking document, that has some type of structure around it, some type of accountability almost, and having enough flexibility that you can move and roll with the punches. So that's one of the quickest ways to break a new habit, is by having it so rigid that if you mess up one time, you're donezo, right? So I think that's something really important as we look at human behavior and the way that we so seek rewards, that if you mess up one time and your goal is blown to bits, that's not a great framework, right? So really having something that has some type of a structure in whatever way works for you personally, but has a lot of movement and flexibility so that you don't feel shattered when things don't go exactly according to your expectations. Mm-hmm. So fun. This was awesome. You guys inspired me. I got some more work to do after this call, I think, on my 2019 framework. So awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, some good ideas. Thank you. So Jason, before we start, I just want to say welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. And it's great to have you share your resolution, really. How you're thinking, what you're planning for, how you're treating yourself this year as we begin the new year. I think it's great and it's awesome. And so I'd like you to tell us what an emotional freedom techniques coach is. And really, with that, what really inspired you to go down this path and practice this?
Yeah, so an emotional freedom technique. So Gary Craig is the founder of the technique, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And a lot of practitioners just kind of do emotional freedom techniques. And I kind of marry my coaching experience with emotional freedom techniques. So I like to coach. I like to, you know, to dig deeper on the coaching side as well. Some people think it's one and the same, and some people think they're very separate. I do believe that they're separate, and so I'm actually marrying the two. What had me really interested in emotional freedom techniques was my personal experience. So I struggled with weight, and I really had no idea that it was an emotional side to it. Even after I graduated IIN, the coaching school, I still, you know, even though the weight was staying off, it was more based off of what I knew. And the struggle inside was so real. So I'm coaching people around weight loss, and I'm like, you know, eat this and, you know, work on a mindset. That's what it was. You have to work on your mindset. But what I actually thought mindset was, you know, how we think of food and actually learning more about it, and not really the mind, like our patterns and how we think and the emotional side of it. And so when I came across EFT, which honestly, I don't even remember the first time I came across it, but I started to practice EFT and I thought it was the weirdest thing. I was like, this has got to be the strangest thing. Like people are just like tapping on their body. But it wasn't until I was literally getting results and I'm like, oh, so this really does work. You know? And I'm using it in different areas of my life. And so that's really how I got started, is like, okay, if I'm having these results, I have to share this with my tribe. I have to share this with my people. And so I started sharing it kind of on a casual side, like, hey, so, you know, just tap here. And I looked at a few videos, but then I said, this is it. This is kind of like the answer, you know? And so that's why I started doing it. And once I built my group coaching practice to a place where I wanted it to be, a lot of coaches just naturally, like we connect with people that we graduated with or other people who went through different coaching schools, and you cross paths online, and people would ask all the time, like, you know, how are you doing this, or how are you doing that? And I would ask other people too, because they were, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know. And so we would go back and forth. But the common denominator with coaches, with people looking to lose weight, is belief and fear and self-doubt, because we've tried to build our coaching practice, or we've tried to lose weight, or we've tried to get rid of autoimmune issues, or whatever it is, like financial issues, whatever it is that we're not satisfied with in our life. The reason, I won't say it 100% of the time, but a large reason is because of our own limiting beliefs. Like, I've tried before, I don't know if I can lose weight. You know, I've been struggling with trying to get, you know, my social media up and running and my website, and it's just been a struggle. I've had this all my life, whatever it is, you know. So helping people to get past that, almost in one session, 1 to 2 sessions, that's kind of like amazing, you know, because you can't have a weight loss story really in one session, or, you know, I made, you know, $5,000 this month. It doesn't really happen in one session. But when I sit with someone and in one session, they've had a breakthrough that's almost tangible. That's why I do what I do.
I just got goosebumps. That's awesome.
Yeah. I did too, actually. Yeah. Oh. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
How does that inspiration impact your health and your wellness, Jason?
So I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I think that for me, it gives me something to look forward to as to the reason why I keep doing what I do. Because a lot of times coaches will come from a place of arrival. People, I shouldn't just say coaches, people, once you have made the money you want to make, or lost the weight that you want to lose, or gotten to some level where you want to be, it's almost like you approach life, or you approach other people from that place, as opposed to more of the compassion and where I came from. And hey, I understand. You really almost forget, you know, in EFT, we call it the apex effect. So when a woman gives birth, like, she forgets all about the pain when the baby is here. It's like, oh, this is a beautiful baby. And she doesn't realize that all of what she went through, you know, she doesn't realize it at that moment, because she's overwhelmed by this joy. And so sometimes it's to put on a front, and sometimes it's just, we literally forget. We forget where we came from. And so I constantly try to remind myself that I'm not there. you know? And it may seem like, oh, why do you want to stay there? Or why do you want to hold on to the negative? It allows me to grow at a pace and to also bring my clients, whoever they are, in that same space, because there's not such a huge gap between the two of us. And the reality of it is that our stories that we tell ourselves, it really is true. A lot of people will say, oh, it's just a story, or that's not real, that's not true. But if it's living within us, I personally believe that is our story. And so until we learn how to manage that story, we're not going to be able to move forward, because we can't disconnect from it. It's more of love and acceptance of kind of who we are. I'm not sure if that totally answers your question, but it's kind of a combination of things, really just loving and accepting like who I am, so that I can support other people in loving and accepting who they are, even if it's not something I'm real crazy about. You know, we got a lot of stuff about us that we're not fans of, but we carry on with it.
I think, Jason, I think that was beautiful. Go ahead.
It sounds like EFT for you is keeping you connected to where you came from, so that you can help people continue to do that work and unfold it for themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm not really, like she asked about my own health, there's a journey and there's a process. Mm-hmm. And I have to stay connected to that process. Otherwise, I kind of forget myself. And then I pour too much into other areas of my life where I'm not really ready for. And so staying connected to that piece, it keeps me grounded, but it also keeps you, I don't want to say humble, it keeps you realistic. You know what I mean? Like, what is it that I'm doing? Why am I doing this? You know, asking myself those deeper questions, like, what are you doing? Why do you really want to lose weight? Why do you continue to work on your health? You know, why are you supporting other people? You know, so. Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. I have one more question for you.
Sure.
If I was somebody interested in working with you, how would we work together?
You mean, I'm sorry, like how, like what will we do or what?
Yeah, if I came in and sat down with you in regards to your services.
Okay, I got you.
How would you work with me?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So I work with, obviously I work with coaches and I work with people on the health side and stress and everything else in between, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that the primary thing working together is we have to have the understanding that our partnership, our work together is focused on the emotional side of things. So when people come to me, like to, let's say they wanted to lose weight, the goal is weight loss, right? And so the marketing is weight loss, and you know, that's a whole nother area. But when we sit down, what is the cause of the weight gain? And also, when you talk about your vision and envisioning whatever your future is, what is the cause of that weight loss? Like, was it because of some sort of abuse, meaning overdoing it at the gym and like not feeding yourself properly and doing like what is the reason in the past that you were able to lose weight? Sometimes it's self-abuse. So really kind of like in the first session, we just kind of dig up as much as possible some of the history and things. But I think the biggest thing that when people don't stick it out with me or don't even start with me after the first session, I think the biggest reason is because they're just not interested in that piece. Like it's more like I want to get the results now, and they're not willing to go through the process, the real process that it takes. And that's on the coaching side and on the health side, because when it comes to business, if we're not whole and if we're not complete, we can't even bring our clients past the point that we've grown. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not doing personal development, if I'm not working with coaches myself, how can I expect anyone to work with me? How can I expect anyone to grow beyond me? They're going to need another coach who has gone to that next level that can carry them through. I can't expect to carry someone beyond the point that I've grown. And so that's on the health side and on the coaching or any other part of life, you know?
And I think a lot of times we almost want to focus on like the overeating or like this habit when we have to really figure what was the thing that triggered the overeating? What mm-hmm. was the stimuli in our environment that triggered me beating myself up at the gym? Yep. What is the thing that triggered me binge watching Netflix for 12 hours, right? But we're like, well, like Netflix is the problem. I'm like, well, actually millions of people don't binge watch Netflix. So Netflix isn't really like the issue. What is the thing that triggered that behavior? But a lot of times that's the emotional piece and people don't always mm-hmm. want to go there because that feels painful. So let's just put a band-aid on it. Let's just like blame ice cream.
Yeah.
I don't think ice cream is really the problem. Dom's like, no, I love ice cream. Don't touch
it's not ice cream. Ice cream. There's nothing wrong. Ice cream can never be at fault.
So I love that you're really upfront with that, with people like, no, like we're here to do the emotional work. And if you don't want to do that,
yeah,
I'm not the coach for you.
Yeah, I'm not. And there are other people who kind of like focus on a specific way. You know, they're the keto coaches out there. And all respect to people who want to focus on food, because that's a big piece. That's really, really important. That's an important piece. But at some point, we're back to the emotional thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or things.
Because it doesn't, if we don't change the way we believe about it, it's not going to stick. It's not going to, that transformation won't be long-term.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. So, and if I can just add one thing.
Yeah.
So in EFT, it's the cause of the negative emotion is some sort of trauma. So getting to whatever the trauma is, doesn't have to be anything super terrible, but sometimes it is. Sometimes it's something simple, like something that happened in grade school where you were teased or you were put on the spot or the teacher asked you a question in front of everybody. And now you're not realizing that in junior high school, when she put me on the spot and asked me that question and I couldn't answer, that feeling that I got in my throat or that feeling that I got in my stomach that embarrassed me and I went home and cried and, you know, mother patted me on the back. You don't realize that 30 years later, that's where your fear of public speaking really stems from. But we can, through EFT, we can get to that. When is the first time you've ever had that feeling? And immediately people go to a childhood experience and they're thinking, yeah, I remember that. I remember I was in school and I don't know all the details around it, but it was this vivid memory and blank, you know, they're able to ramble off. And then we can tap on that issue. And surprisingly to them, they're able to now get past this fear of public speaking, which is the same fear that happens when people are trying to go live on social media. It's the same fear that causes so many other things in their life. And so that's how we kind of reverse engineer, I guess, or get to the root of the issue.
Awesome. So I'm curious, in your opinion, what is something that our listeners could do today at home that they could start working maybe with an EFT technique or maybe just something in general to really up level their health and wellness?
Something that they can do. You mean like a tapping or you want
whatever you think would, do you have like one tool you could point people to that they could get started with?
So I do have on my site, on my landing page, there is a tapping demonstration. That's awesome. Pretty awesome. And I have one that is for weight loss as well. I'll give you guys the link to that. Both of them demonstrate EFT and show you how to use it. Because my niche is more focused on coaches, the one on my site is for coaches. But honestly, even if you're not a coach, you can learn. EFT is EFT is EFT for everybody. You know what I mean? Because we all have very similar issues. It's just how is it holding me back in my life? Like, is EFT holding me back in my business? Is EFT holding me back in my career? Is it holding me back in my health? Is it holding me back in my relationships? And which relationship? Is it my community? Is it my, you know, romantic relationships? Or is it with my kids? You know, all of that. So going there, and I would say the biggest thing, once you learn how to tap, is don't try to perfect it. Just do it. Literally, just tap. And it does take time to kind of tune into your emotions if that's something that you're not accustomed to doing. Even though we're very emotional people and, you know, people are screaming and they're crying and they're yelling and they're, you know, whatever. But when we connect with it and find out, you know, kind of speak to it a little bit, like get to know it a little bit. That's not something that we're very accustomed to doing typically. And so just tapping, like literally just tapping while I'm driving, I'm tapping wherever I'm tapping. And then you start to learn that process. And I don't know if now or later we'll demonstrate it, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got three coaches here, and I'm curious if you'd maybe want to do a little demo, take us through like a really starter, what that would look like.
Okay, good.
Before we do that, I want to take a break for our sponsors. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you for coming back. We're going to have Jason show us. We're going to have him show us his thing, some EFT here. So Jason. The floor is yours.
Okay. So we're going to, what is it, like 2 or 3 minutes you want?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see, what's something that we could tap on that's very common something very common, maybe a fear.
Fear.
Or maybe a fear of some sort.
Fear of not being enough or not.
Fear of not
I feel like being I hear enough. That from everyone.
Yeah.
Not being enough.
So no matter who we are, there's somewhere in us that we feel we're not enough, whether it's in our romantic life or whether it's in our work life. Maybe someone else is showing up better than me or whatever the case is. So the first thing to do is to tune into that feeling. You know, tune into specifically, right? Because it could be a lot of different areas. And when we're focused on a lot of different things at once, that's overwhelming to us. So we want to just pick one thing where I literally feel like I'm just not enough. I'm not enough in this spot in my life or what have you. And once you pick that area, you just want to think on a scale of 0 to 10, how true does that ring for you? Now, logically, we know it's not true, but emotionally, how much does that inhibit you moving forward? How much is it really sitting with you? Right? So for some people, it may be a level 4, some people a level 10, it's really a huge thing, like I'm just not enough, and anywhere in between. So once you have that, just let me know what that number would be for you.
I'm at a 5.
You're at a 5. Okay. So in that specific area, and Donna?
5.
Okay. And Dom?
Probably about the same, halfway, okay. 5.
Okay, so at a level 5. So the areas we're going to go through, on the side of the hand is where we're going to do what's called a setup statement. So this is what I call the chop point, all right?
And are these called meridian?
Yeah, these are points? The meridian endpoints. Okay. So
will you explain just really brief what that means if someone has never heard of EFT?
Yeah, for sure. So let me give you the 1 minute. EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, is an energy therapy. Right? So you're moving the energy out of your body, the negative energy out of your body, and the energy is flowing. So we all have energy. We're made up of energy. And if you think about watching a movie that makes you cry, it could be a sad movie or it could be a happy movie. Whatever it is, you're crying because somebody didn't pinch you. Nobody, it was no physical touch to you, but you saw or you heard something and it caused an emotional response within your body. And so that emotional response caused you to cry, or it caused goosebumps, or the hair on the back of your neck to stand up. So we're talking about tons of things that happen from childhood, even before we're born, on to now, that people have either said to us, things we've experienced, things we've seen, and it's caused those what we call zits in the body. Right? And sometimes it just doesn't come out. Sometimes we're not crying. We don't cry enough to get it out, or we don't have the goosebumps. It just causes anger, or it causes fear, or some experience of that. So when we're tapping on these meridian endpoints, basically what that's doing is sending a calming signal to the brain saying, it's okay. Even though this happened, it's all good. It's okay. We're going to keep you safe. Because the body keeps us safe by tensing up. It's our way of protecting ourselves. So anytime something is coming at you, you tend to tense up. But if you're feeling free and open, you're smiling and laughing, your arms are open. But when you're crawled up on the floor, it's like your protection. So that's why the tension in the shoulders and the tension in the head, all of that crawl, you know, balling yourself up literally, right, is the stress. So when we're releasing that stress, we're sending that calming signal to our brain saying, it's okay, you can relax. You can chill out. It's all good. Even though something traumatic happened, even though all of this stuff happened, even with this limiting belief, you're good. we're going to keep you safe, right? So that's kind of like the general. It gets
so that was great. That's no, that was general. Awesome. Yeah.
So we're tapping on what? I kind of forgot.
Not enough.
Okay. So on the side of the hand, even though you're going to repeat after me, even though I feel like I'm just not good enough.
Even though I feel like I'm just not good enough.
Yep. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though something inside of me is saying I'm just not good enough.
Even though something inside of me is saying I'm just not good enough.
You don't have to repeat this, but really think about that area for you personally where you feel like you're just not good enough, okay? Even though I feel like I'm just not good enough. In this specific area, I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
One more time. Even though I really, really feel like I'm just not good enough. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay. So top of the head, I'm just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
And then on the eyebrow, right where it begins, you want to tap right on the eyebrow. Yep, I'm just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
And then side of the eye, right on that bone, just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
Staying on that bone, moving under the eye.
Just not good
enough. Just not good enough. And then right under the nose on that bone, I'm just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
On the chin point, I'm just not good enough.
I'm just not good enough.
And then right here on your chest. Yep, I'm just not good enough.
I'm just not good enough.
And then under the arm, right where the bra strap would lay, or for me and Dom, it's right aligns with the nipple point under the arm. I'm just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
We're going to do one more round since that we were just kind of distracted with learning the points. But just tuning into that feeling of not being good enough, move to the top of your head. I'm just not good enough. Somewhere within me, I just feel like I'm not good enough. All right, on that eyebrow point, I'm just not good enough. Inside of the eye, I'm just not good enough. Under the eye, I feel like I'm just not good enough. Under the nose, I'm just not good enough. On the chin point, just not good enough. And on the chest, just not good enough. Just tuning into that feeling. Okay, so just take a deep calming breath. And just kind of let all that emotion out. And then just notice when you think about that same feeling of not being good enough, what number, what level would you say you are?
I would say 4.
Okay, good.
4.
Yeah, I would say like 3.54.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, 3.
Good. Very good. So we were all starting. I'm sorry?
The needle did move.
The needle moved, right. And that's powerful because we literally tapped for like a couple minutes. So you can imagine in a session how those numbers can really go down and getting to the root cause. Because we'll talk about what that feeling is, where that feeling came from, and then kind of really drill down to the root causes and get a little bit more specific on why don't I feel good enough? What areas in my life that's showing up for me? So we get really, really specific and we can get the numbers down even lower. Yep.
And so I'm curious, after you have them tap about the negative thought, do you add in a positive thought, like a replacement, re-tap that in, or is that kind of more advanced?
So no, it's not necessarily advanced. I do that like in my groups, in my coaching groups, like on Facebook and stuff. We do tap in some of the positive. But here's the thing about that. Positive affirmations are amazing, right? We all need to do them. if they're true. So oftentimes people will tap on positive things like, and I'm making so much money, I'm going to be making so much money, or I'm going to be the weight that I want to be at, and I'm just going to be looking good, and people, whatever they say, right? We have what's called tail enders that tell us whether we believe it or not. So if there's even a little smidgen of a voice saying, that's not true, or not in this lifetime, or I don't know if this is really going to work, that's a tail ender. So we use a positive affirmation, but then sit still and wait for the tail ender. So if it's something that rings very true for you, there's no tail ender. Like, I have three kids. If that's true for you, yeah, there's no tail ender. But if you don't have three kids and you say that, there's going to be a tail ender, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. It's there. So when I'm working one-to-one with people, I'm not typically tapping in the positive, because the positive literally comes up for them. And I have proof of it. I have proof of it. And I have it, you know, in my group coaching program. I have coaches. I don't say anything positive, no tapping on the positive. And at the end of the session, I just ask them a simple question like, okay, so how are you feeling? Or what came up for you? And they're like, you know what? I think I can do this, this, and this. And I'm pretty sure it just doesn't feel so bad. Once they release the stress around it, they come up with their own, it's not even an affirmation at that point. It's their truth. It's their new truth that they realize once the stress is gone around not being good enough or this fear of whatever, they begin to open up to see the reality. I don't have to tap that into them. I don't have to tell them. And that's, to me, the money. You know what I mean? Like, that's when I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, after the call, I'm like, she came to that on her own. And I don't get too giddy in front of them. I commend them and excite them, but I don't want to influence them. So I wait till after the call to really, like, you know, like, yeah, she did it, you know? Yeah, exactly, Dom. Yeah. So that's kind of, I don't speak against it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that sometimes if we wait a minute, we come, like, I allow them to gain that clarity as opposed to, that's it.
It's almost like when we clear the negative fear, we see the truth that was there all along that we just couldn't see because it was blocked with all of these negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. What a super duper fun session. I am going to be bringing some tapping into my life.
Continuing
with this. This has like been so awesome. So thank you so much for joining us this week on the Second Nature Show. It was a pleasure having you. It's been so good. Oh my gosh. You come back, please. So where can our listeners find and follow you at?
I'm at jasonwinters.coach. JASONWINTERS.COACH. And I'm there. You can, if you have any questions or anything, you can check me out on Instagram or on Facebook. You can send me a private message. I'm happy to support in any way that I can. And for coaches, I have a free Facebook group. You can find that on my page. You just go down and you click on it and we tap and we have these type of conversations right in the group.
Awesome. What a great service for coaches. Yeah. Wow. Well, it has been a complete pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you?
You can reach me at coachdomcampbell.com.
Awesome. And Donna, what about you?
DietStateCoaching.com.
Awesome. And you can find and follow me on Facebook. I am Fully Aligned Coaching on Facebook, and on Instagram, I am Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach. And you can find and follow us on Second Nature Show on Facebook and YouTube, and also on by emailing the Second Nature Show at gmail.com. So if you have questions, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, or know anyone else who'd be a great fit, please feel free, write in with your questions. We would love to connect with you guys. And as Dom mentioned, we still have a few coaching slots left. Really get your year off to a great start by, you know, figuring out any of those missing pieces that are still driving you crazy. Enter the chance to win a session with one of these three awesome coaches on the screen. So make sure you tune in next week at Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.